We're towards the end of Siman Shin Chav Gimel and Yoredea. We're discussing the differences between Chala that's separated in Eretz Yisrael and Chala that's separated in Chutz Laaretz. So there are three different halachos that the last part of the Shulchan Aruch discusses, and they're all somewhat related. Halacha number one, and this is the most important halacha, perhaps, the most relevant halacha, is based on a Gemara in Bechoros and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, we've seen Bechoros Chav Zayin Amud Aleph already a few times. Amar Shmuel, Trumas Chutz Laaretz. That means what we call Chalas Chutz Laaretz. Ocha v'holech v'achar kach mafrish. Okay, now, Chala is a type of Truma. Okay, and here anyway, we're talking about Trumas Chutz Laaretz. So usually, I pick my 100 grapes. It is Tevel. Tevel is highly prohibited. It can't be eaten not by a Kohen, not by a Levi, not by Yisrael. Highly prohibited. Isra Misa Bidei Shemayim. And we have to fix the Tevel. We have to separate Truma and Maisa, Truma and Maisa and everything else. After you separate everything, then you can eat the fruit. Until that point, the fruit are, they're not kosher, they're treif, they're called Tevel. Now, by Chalas Chutz La'aretz, Shmuel tells us that we have a leniency. And that is that you can eat from the bread. You baked bread. You didn't separate a challah for whatever reason, on purpose, by accident, doesn't matter. You can eat first and separate later. That's a huge, huge, huge kula and very, very, very helpful. Because on Shabbos, we're not allowed to separate Chumas and Maizus, and we're not allowed to separate challah. And a yontif, there's a whole discussion. A yontif, it could be, it depends, if you're making the dough on yontif, which you're allowed to do, then you can separate, but if you're making it before yontif, then you're not supposed to separate challah even on yontif. Okay, but let's talk about Shabbos. So in Eretz Yisrael, the dough, the bread, the challah, let's not use the word challah, the bread is tevel. You can't eat it. Highly prohibited. In Chutz La'aretz, you have a leniency. You can eat first, eat through Shabbos, just make sure you save something for after Shabbos, and you'll separate challah after Shabbos. So that's a very, very important kula for challahs Chutz La'aretz, which is very relevant even today. Ocha v'olech, you can eat first and separate later. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is something called mukaf. Mukaf means that it's next to each other. The details of mukaf we'll discuss down the road. But there's a difference between chalas Eretz Yisrael and chalas Chutz La'aretz, and that is with this din of mukaf. Mukaf means that it's next to each other. When I'm separating from things, they all have to be in one place. I can't have something here and something in a different house and something in a different city, and I'm separating from here on other things. That's mukaf. Then there's a third halacha, that you're not allowed to separate min ha-tahor al ha-tameh. They either have to all be tahor or all be tameh. You can't mix and match. Okay. So let's go through these one by one. This halacha by Chalas Chutz La'aretz, so you can eat first and separate later, is a famous chakira. Is it that really Chalas Eretz Yisrael, Chalas Chutz La'aretz is like Chalas Eretz Yisrael? And really it is tevel. But Chachamim were Mako, and they said you can eat now and separate later. And when you separate later, it works retroactively to undo its tevel status. So I can eat first, separate later, and when I separate later, it works retroactively to undo the tevel status. But there's still a status of tevel regarding the challah, the dough in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, the Darkei Moshe over here in Sifkat and Dalet uses the term Tevel. The Magen Avraham in Tav Kuf Vav Sivches, which maybe we'll discuss at some point, he uses the terminology, he uses the word Tevel. Going back earlier, the Rosh in Beitza Perek Aleph Halacha Yagimo, the last word over there is Tevel. That means if I don't end up separating the challah, then it turns out that I ate Tevel. There is a din tevel. I'm allowed to eat first, separate later. the separation later works retroactively to undo the tevel status. If I don't end up doing it, then I didn't undo the tevel status, and it turns out retroactively that a person ate tevel. Now we're dealing with chalas chutz la'aretz. It's not tevel d'araisa, it's tevel d'rabbanan, but he ate tevel. That's one way of looking at it. The other way that the Achronim point out is that, no, it's not tevel at all. Chalas chutz la'aretz is no tevel. There's a mitzvah of hafarasha. There's a mitzvah for Russia, and therefore I have to do that for Russia at any point before it's finished. So I don't have to do it at the beginning, I can do it at the end. But let's say he forgot at the end and he didn't do it. He did not eat tevel. He was mevatel the mitzvah of hafrashas chala. But he didn't eat chefza shel isser. He had a mitzvah to do, he neglected to do the mitzvah. They didn't end up eating something he wasn't supposed to eat. So this is famously pinned on the Maharit al-Ghazi, where they say from Bechoros and Chala. There's also a base mayor in Yoredea, Shin Chav Gimel. I tried to find that, but I couldn't find it. So that's a famous discussion, famous chakira, how to understand the status of chalas chutz la'aretz, that you're allowed to eat first and separate later. Okay, so let's see that in the Shulchan Aruch. We're at the end of Shin Chav Gimel, before the second Ramah, where we left off. If I want to eat first, and separate the challah later, in chutz la'aretz that's okay. Because challah chutz la'aretz, we said, is the whole thing is midrabanan. Really, it's a mitzvah tuya ba'aretz. It shouldn't apply in chutz la'aretz at all. Chazal were misakein challah in chutz la'aretz. We shouldn't forget about the mitzvah of challah. On our way back to Eretz Yisrael, we should know that it exists. So therefore, they instituted in Chutz La'aretz 100% mid-Rabbanan, and nowadays even Eretz Yisrael is d'Rabbanan, so you can call it double d'Rabbanan. But it's totally d'Rabbanan. Now, even though nowadays Chalas Eretz Yisrael is d'Rabbanan, because we didn't have Bias Kulchem, most of Chalas did not come back with Ezra, we still treat Chalas Eretz Yisrael basically as a d'Araisa. So all the leniences we have in Chalas Chutz La'aretz is only for Chutz La'aretz, even though nowadays Chalas Eretz Yisrael is also Dirabana, but it's not Ikara Dirabana. Really, it's supposed to be Daraisa. We're missing a technicality. But Chalas Chutz La'aretz is a pure Dirabana, and therefore we have these leniencies, and that is one of the leniencies. Eat first, separate later. Okay, if you skip the Ramah, continue reading the Mechaber, Aval chalas Eretz Yisroel lo yochal ad sheyafrish. Chalas Eretz Yisroel, you are not allowed to eat until you separate. Okay. Okay, that's the first halacha, which we're going to discuss more in the coming days. The next halacha is something called mukaf. Mukaf means it has to be next to each other when you're separating from each other, which is a whole discussion about if I ate most of the bread that I baked, and we said that I'm allowed to leave over a little bit, okay, and then separate from what I left over. So is that called mukaf, not mukaf? So in chutz la'aretz, you don't need mukaf, although it's debated and discussed, but we don't need mukaf. One doesn't need to be next to another. That's something we need to understand on that in Chutz La'aretz. Now, the last Mishnah in Challah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Test, the last Mishnah in the first Perek of Challah. So here, the Mishnah gives us some rules and regulations. HaChallah v'HaTrumah. It lumps them together, because as we've said many times, Challah is a type of Truma. It says the word Truma 7 times in the few Pesukim that discuss Challah in Parsha Shlach. HaChallah v'HaTrumah. Okay, then it gives you a bunch of things which we're not discussing right now. That's the ve'ein nitlin min hatahor ala tameh. I can't separate this dough is tameh. I'm going to separate from the tahor on the tameh. I'm not allowed to do that. Ela min amukav, and I have to separate min amukav. They have to be next to each other. I can't have one here and one dough next door. Okay, now. The reason that you're not allowed to separate from the tahor on the tameh is because it needs to be mukaf. Now, this is in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see chutz la'aretz, you don't have this requirement. You need mukaf. But what's going to happen? I know this is tahor, this is tameh. So I don't want to put next to each other. because I don't want the tummy one to make the tahor one tummy. I'm nervous. They don't belong together. So what's going to happen? I'm going to put one in a different room, one in this room, one in that room, and I'm going to separate from one on the other. What's the real problem is that they're not mukav, they're not together. That's the real problem. So Chazal said, don't separate min haTorah l'tamei, because we're afraid that you're going to separate shalom min haMukav. And really, you need min haMukav. Oh, so where does this idea of mukav mean? It has to be next to each other. You can't separate from things that are not next to each other. This applies to Truma, and this applies to Chala. So, the Pasuk says in Parshas Korach, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Choftes, Mikol Matnosechem Tarimu, from all of your gifts you should take off Truma, Eis Kol Truma Hashem, Mikol Chalbo, Es Mikdesho Mimenu. And the Yerushalmi darshins the word mimenu, from it. From it sounds like it's right there. And the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi is in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Limeid al truma gedola she'eina niteles ela min hamukav. When I separate truma gedola, that I'm supposed to separate, right, so we said, min haTorah I can separate a mashahu. I have 100 grapes. Min haTorah I can separate a mashahu. I can take a teeny tiny bit. The Chachamim in the olden days, when it was actually given to the Kohen, it was Tahor, they said to give, if you're a regular guy, not too cheap, not too generous, 1/50. I have 100 grapes. I give 2 grapes to the Kohen. So this Truma Gedola has to be, all the grapes have to be together when I'm separating the Truma Gedola, min hamukav. And the Torah Tamima points out that that's what mimenu is. It sounds like it's from it. It's right here. Now, is this a din derabanan or is this a din daraisa? It's Yerushalmi darshining a pasuk mimenu. So this is discussed at length. The Rashba has the whole discussion. Is this daraisa derabanan? The Mishnah Melech Chumos Gimel Yudzayin has a discussion. Daraisa derabanan, and it's a very, very major league machlokes Rishonim and Achronim. The Rashi says in Gittin Adaf Lamed Amud Beis. You know why it needs to be mukaf? Because maybe you think that I'm separating from here onto there. And you think what's over there is really there. But maybe the dog came and ate it, and it doesn't really exist. I'm separating from one thing on the other. So if they're not together, how do I know? I can only be in one place at the same time. So maybe at that time, it no longer exists. That's what Rashi says. So according to Rashi, it sounds like it's the Rabbanan. Tosis over there, Gittin Laminam Beis. Dimamasalitrom says there's nothing doing. By Truma Gedola, this is only by Truma Gedola, this halacha of Mukaf, it's Daraisa. It's not because maybe it doesn't exist. Even though I know it exists, there's a Din Daraisa, there's a Drush and a Pasuk. Din Daraisa that you need Mukaf. They need to be together. Now, this comes up in Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Trumos, Yoredea, Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. There the Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Chav He. Hilchos Trumos. Ein, Tormin Truma Gedola, Ela Min HaMukav. You have to say Truma Gedola, Min HaMukav. They have to be connected. He says, Ketzad, let's have 50 grapes over here in this house, 50 grapes in the other house. Don't take from one or the other. However, Mukav is only a Din L'chatchila. That means, B'diyevet, Im Hifrish Lo Min HaMukav, Truma Asar Truma. Okay, it's a din l'chatchila. They have to be together. But let's say, b'diavad, I did it. I separate from what's on this room onto what's on that room. Okay, so if I go into the room and, oh, it's not there, okay, then I have a problem. But if it's there, so it could be I violated an issa d'oraisa by doing that, but b'diavad, it works. Now, the shach over here says something similar to Rashi. The shach in Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Katan Mem Tes, it's very short. He says, meaning, Meister has a shir min haTorah. Meister is 10%. May Esa. But Truma Gedola, you can give anything. Chachamim said to give 2% if you're an average guy. 2%. So the Chachamim said to give 2%. So how do I know if it's 2%? I want to take all the grapes together and figure out. I do a calculation. Okay, this is 2%. 2 grapes. But if I don't know how many grapes I'm dealing with, then I can't come up with the 2%. The ein yichon la'amid ela b'mukav yachad. Unless it's together, I don't know how much is here. So from this shach, which is similar to Rashi, it sounds like you have to do minabukav because of. Whenever something is a din because of, it's a din derabanan. So Rashi holds it derabanan. The shach holds like it sounds like it's derabanan. Agav, on that shach, at least in the fancy Freeman, I have a little letter, Tezayin, sends me down to the Dugum Ravava, and he says, I don't understand what the shach is talking about. Because now, if you hold this derabanan, nowadays, we don't give 2%. That's when the Kohen ate it. But nowadays, everyone's tummy, and we dispose of it. We burn it. We dispose of it. And after nothing happens with it. So we don't give 2% anymore. We give a mashu. And that's what's said for Chuma Gedol. Chuma Gedol get a mashu. That's what we discussed in Shin Lamed Aleph. You test. So if it's a mashu anyway, and this is a Dindra Bana, it shouldn't apply nowadays. That's the Dagom Ravava's Kasha, which sounds like he's saying, although he doesn't say explicitly, that it is in fact a din d'araisa. Tosas holds d'araisa. The Rashba discusses, is it pasuk a drasha d'araisa or is it d'rabbanan? Sounds like, I think they say he holds it d'araisa. The Gra seems to say that it's d'araisa, and the Mishnah Melech brings down the sides of d'araisa d'rabbanan. And he points out something very interesting, because we said that in our Mishnah, at the end of the first parak of Chala, the reason you can't separate min ha-tahor ala tameh is because I'm separating min ha-tahor ala tameh, I'm going to put them in different rooms. And I'm going to separate shlom and amukaf. So Chazal didn't want you to do that. So he said you can't separate it all tahor and tameh. Tahor and tahor, tameh and tameh. Because I might separate it into different rooms. So points out to Mishnah Melech, if mukaf is a din derabanan, then Chazal wouldn't be making a double gzeirah on a derabanan. There would be a double derabanan. If it's a din d'oraisa, I understand. Don't separate tahor and tameh, because you're going to put them in different rooms and separate shlom and amukav, which is asim min ha-Torah. But if it's only asim min d'rabanan, so what's the big deal? Why are you so concerned? We don't make, as a general rule, with many exceptions, but a general rule, we don't make a gzeira on a gzeira. If it's a gzeira that they need to be together, for whatever reason, hashi shach, so then, now we have a new gzeira, don't separate min ha-Torah ala tameh because of the gzeira of mukav. Chazal don't work like that. So this is the big raya that the Mishnah Melech brings down that it's going to be d'oraisa. So let's continue. We read the Mechaber. We skipped the Ramah for a minute. Aval Chalas Eretz Yisrael, back in Shin Chav Gimel. The end of Shin Chav Gimel Aleph. Aval Chalas Eretz Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyafrish. So this leniency of eating first and separating later, that's a din only in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have such an option. The ein and nitelas ela min amukav chalas eretz yisrael. This is not the case by chalas chutz la'aretz. Chalas eretz yisrael needs to be min amukav. They need to be together in front of you. Exactly what together means, touching, not touching, that we'll discuss in the coming weeks or months. Okay, but it has to be min amukav. In parentheses, perish mirashu karov v'samuch. That's what amukav means. Karov v'samuch. Okay, we need a more halachic definition, which is a famous gra. We'll get there when we get there. Okay, kitruma, and this follows the rules of truma. The ein and nitelas min ha-tahor ala tameh. You can't separate chala from a tahor dough on a tameh dough lechatchila. You can't do that lechatchila. You can't separate. You need to be min ha-mukav, and you can't separate min ha-tahor ala tameh. And that's all it did lechatchila. The shach points out. The gra points out. If got the dalit, about b'diavin shapir dami k'mo shekasev bereish parak beis the trumas. Like it says in the beginning, second parak of the Mishnah in trumas, b'diavin. It's okay. That's what we said. This mukaf is a din. Maybe deraisa. Maybe derbana. But it's only din lechatchila. B'diavin. It works even if person separated shelo min hamukaf. Now let's finish up the mechaber. The chol. Any rule that you have by truma that you're not allowed to separate truma in such a case, then taram in a truma, and if you did it, it doesn't work. Kach bechala, same thing by chala. If you can't do this for truma and it doesn't work for truma, you can't do it for chala, and it won't work for chala. And any rules that we have by truma that you can't separate from A on B, kach bechala. So too with chala, you can't separate from A on B, whatever it says. This is all the many, many, many sifrim that we have in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. The chol she'in ochal truma, and whoever is now that eat truma, in ochal chala. The chol ochal truma, ochal chala. Whoever can eat truma, can eat chala. Whoever can eat truma, can eat chala. Chala is a type of truma, very simple. And that's what the Gra points out here in Sif Katan Tes Vav. The chol b'sifri, dihi l'chol darbi ki truma. Challah is considered truma l'chol davar. It's a type of truma. V'yolech lo mimashinama ki truma zgorin kein tarimu. V'zeu shekasa b'sof perek alab de challah. Hachalav et truma. That's why this Mishnah at the end of the first perek hachalav, Alav Tess, puts the two together. Hachalav et truma. And gives us rule after rule after rule after rule. Because challah is a type of truma, as comes out of that pasuk over many pasukim. But that pasuk over there specifically, because they have different rules by something called Trumas Meiser, which is the Meiser Mina Meiser, the Levi gets his 10%, and he has to separate 10% and give that to the Kohen. That already has a different set of rules. So that's why the Gemara points out specifically, Kitrumas Gori, Kain Tarimu, because it's like Truma Gedola. The rules of Truma Gedola and the rules of Challah are the same, and that's what the Machaber is saying here at the end of Shin Chaf Gimel, Sif Aleph.